Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Sunday and Richard and Rebecca. Love you guys. Whoops. Welcome, Sunday and Richard and Rebecca. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. And Dan and Phyllis, too. We love you, too.
I'm glad you're with us.
Oh, and Dan is home. You too, Gwen. We love you, too. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That is nice. That is nice. Do you want me to do something good? Here we go, Dr. Berkeley.
I don't think this wonderful food is for us to be special to me. For us to be special to Thank you.
Okay, give me just a second to get moved past Mark's singing because they, of course, won't let us play that. As wonderful as his voice is, man, he's anointed. Yeah. 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 Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I am. Do you want me to pause? Okay. Do you want me to stop it completely? Oh, okay. I feel like I need to help you with something. I just can't from here. Really?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. It's Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Yeah, please don't do that.
Thank you.
It's about 25 to 9. All right, here we go. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean that he first ascended into the lower part? What does it mean that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Do you want me to keep going? All right, I will. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. And don't you feel like that so often these days? People spend so much time and so much effort in things that you look at and think that just is so worthless. It really has no value in any part of life. And people give their whole lives to these things sometimes. 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, my goodness, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not, okay. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. About 10 to 9. Oh, sorry. I just coughed. Sorry. Neither I. We're not, it's after 9, no. Yeah, do you want me to read verses or are you going to recite them? All right. I am reading the communion verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting on verse 23. And this is a good chance for everyone to run and get your communion elements if you haven't already. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, just lost my place. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper. I apologize. I'm in the dark here. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Oh, I guess I could stop there and keep going. Here we go. Are you there? I think Pastor left. So if there's anyone with us now or will be in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to share the screen and put up a prayer of salvation. and we can pray that out loud together. And this will be, my goodness, I seem to be having a hard time speaking tonight. This will be receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior by praying this prayer. This will change your life here on earth. It'll change your eternity. This is what gets you to heaven, by receiving Jesus as your Lord. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. So I'm going to put up the prayer. We'll pray it out loud and pray it from the very depths of your heart, remembering that this is the prayer that will change everything for you. Here we go. The prayer of salvation. Let's pray this together. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd like to say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you, and we would love it if you'd get a hold of us and let us know you've made that decision. And if you have any questions that we can help bring understanding with, please feel free to contact us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program. And also you can go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And now we're going to receive our communion elements together. I'll share the screen again and we can pray the communion prayer together. We'll pray over the bread and then receive it, and then pray over the juice and receive it. So let's bless them right now. Lift up your communion elements. And we say, Father, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again. Here we go. Let's pray this together. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. Here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's receive the bread together. Again, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everything you suffered to save us. And now lift up your juice and pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Jesus, we thank you for your cleansing and healing blood. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. No. I don't think so, no. We don't have a medicine cabinet, no. We are good. Amen.
Thank you.
I didn't realize I was muted. Nope. I think everything's all good. Yep. Yeah, Living Rock. Courtney. Oh, there is definitely is anointing on them, yeah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. See you soon. Good night, everyone. Okay, God, for the Holy Spirit, God, for spend another week with us. Continue the coming of the Holy Spirit. Oops. Hey, love.
Hi, my love.
I can't hear you. Okay, say that again. Oh, did you?
I said, hi, my love.
Oh, I thought you said, hold on, love. Oh, my goodness. Hold on.